Afghanistan is sometimes touted as the U.S. administration's one quasi-successful venture in nation-building. But area analysts are alarmed by recent warning signs. A stronger-than-expected Taliban military revival with open help from supporters in Pakistan, a lengthening list of Afghan civilians killed in American military operations, a badly flawed opium eradication program, and rising disenchantment with Washington and its leading Afghan ally, President Hamid Karzai. Nabi Misduck, Afghan journalist and author of Afghanistan, Political Frailty and Foreign Interference, says he thinks unfulfilled expectations are at the base of the recent violence and of anti-American sentiment among Afghans.
They thought with the removal of the Taliban, there will be reconstruction of the country, reconciliation, and some of the warlords who have committed heinous crimes should be brought to court. People 5 years on see that none of these have been achieved. That's why a traffic accident in Kabul can spark anti-American demonstrations.
U.S. officials blame a failure of the truck's brakes for the accident, Nabi Misduck says.
But the fact that some demonstrators came out with placards and with flags means that they had already preparation so that they can show their grudges. Now we know that this was really parked by the Northern Alliance, and these people were at the forefront of this demonstration.
Pakistani journalist Hussein Akhani says he thinks Afghan impatience has less to do with the American military presence than with the fact that other aspects of nation-building have not yet been given the same kind of attention that Washington gives to security matters.
Generally, the Afghans have the view that, okay, you came to help us, you got rid of the Taliban, thank you very much, now go. President Karzai doesn't have that approach, and therefore he annoys his fellow countrymen who feel he should stand up to the Americans more. And lastly, the United States made no effort to disarm many of the unpopular warlords and in fact took them in as allies to secure Afghanistan quickly because the United States never committed a large number of troops to Afghanistan.
Mr. Haqqani suggests that the current crisis is the result of Washington's turning its attention away from Afghanistan and toward Iraq before the Afghan situation could be stabilized.
In many ways, Washington, D.C. is a one-crisis town. So the shift from Afghanistan to Iraq was largely responsible for neglecting many aspects of the detail in which the devil lies in Afghanistan, of nation-building, of flow of aid, of political negotiations.
According to Nabi Misduck, Washington needs to work with the Karzai government to formulate a mutually satisfactory plan for nation building.
What Washington needs to do is to reassess the situation and ask the Afghan government or ask the donors that the $8 or $12 billion that they poured into Afghanistan, where did it go? Why is it that in the countryside the standard of living is worse than before? Except for a road between Kabul and Kandahar, there is hardly anything else to show to the nation. People need electricity, sanitation, clinics and hospitals. This is the way that you win the hearts and minds of the people.
Hussein Haqqani suggests that the resurgence of the Taliban poses a long-term threat to relations between Washington and the government in Kabul.
People like me had been saying that the U.S. needs to commit more resources, more troops. It needs to talk to Pakistan and make sure that the Taliban are not allowed to reorganize. Because if you remember, when the Taliban fell, they were allowed to disperse in the country. There was no serious effort to demobilize them and disarm them. They are not about to storm the capital tomorrow, but the Taliban sniping can create an impression of a country that is falling apart.
British journalist and UN reporter Ian Williams agrees with Mr. Haqqani that coalition and especially U.S. forces cannot afford to pull out of Afghanistan without finishing the job.
I've just been hearing several ambassadors from Joschka Fischer to Richard Holbrooke pointing out that really Afghanistan is too important and too dangerous to pull out from. The best thing to do is to actually put some serious troops up in the mountains to clear the threat from the Taliban. The second thing to do is to control some of the warlords and make it plain that President Karzai is elected president and that the coalition forces will enforce his authority.
The journalists agree that finishing the job of nation-building in Afghanistan will be daunting, but the consequences of failure could be catastrophic. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.